Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. You're once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show with your host, James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, we're asking all listeners once again, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along. And this is especially for those that are tuning in for the first time on tonight. This is something that we always ask all listeners to do. It's a requirement. Please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, because we don't want anyone to take it for granted or lightly or think any moment that we're making up things as we go that you will be able to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord in his word. Pastor Norman King is our guest on tonight. He'll be bringing forth God's word. But we always open up with prayer. So I'm asking our listeners on tonight, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we do serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son. It's in his name we come on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you're not like man. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and earth in your hands. We thank you that you are in total control at all times. We thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie, fail, nor change. So for this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. We come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, blot out all of our iniquities, and in the name of Jesus, we pray, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family and every saved believer in Jesus' name all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even after being saved in Jesus' name, we still sin and come short of your glory. So we thank you that if through the blood of Jesus Christ, we not only can we be saved, but we can be redeemed and forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. For this, we're grateful in Jesus' name. We come, Heavenly Father, thanking you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are still healing, you're still delivering, and you're still setting your people free. So we lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Continue to lift up the family of my sister in Christ, Kay Smith, the daughter of church mother, Georgia Smith, of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. But I am also a member. I want to give a shout out to Bishop Jennings. And also to my cousin Vanessa King, from the loss of her mother, Lucy Mae King. We want to continue to lift that family up in prayer. And so not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones all over the land, those that have lost loved ones due to the wildfires on the West Coast, those that have lost loved ones due to the floodings, those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus, those that have lost loved ones for any other reason, Heavenly Father, we know that you are still comforting your people, so we ask that you would comfort those that are bereaved on tonight. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your peace, your joy, even in the midst of their hour of bereavement on tonight, that they would give you glory, honor, and praise. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue to move by your Spirit. Should there be any listener on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, is our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said through your man of God on tonight, through your word, through your Holy Spirit, that will convict their hearts to the point that they will open their own mouth, even on tonight. Confess their sins and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and forgive them and then save them in his name. And then once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill the individual God purpose in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer on tonight in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us. We just love you, Heavenly Father. We just thank you that once we're in your hands and nothing can pluck us out. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and our true coming King. We thank you that his blood still works and it will never lose its power. And we thank you, again, that once we're in your hands, then nothing and no one can pluck us out of your hands. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. We love you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for loving us first and in spite of ourselves. So we pray now and lift up all those that are listening on tonight, that are faithful listeners that tuned in faithfully to this ministry, to this worldwide platform, to receive a word from the Lord, from your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each one of them. We ask that you will continue to bless them, the works of their hands, and grant them the desires of their hearts through our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. So help us on tonight that you will be able to send your word through us, that we will be able to receive your word and then be more doers of your word, that you would be glorified through each one of us, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, there is another scripture for thought, which comes to us saying on tonight, there's absolutely nothing too hard or impossible for God. Once again, tonight's scripture for thought. And I am a witness, and I'm sure that I have some witnesses on the line tonight, some witnesses that have tuned in, some faithful listeners on tonight that can bear witness that it's a fact that the spirit of food for thought on tonight is absolutely true. And it says there is absolutely nothing too hard or impossible for God. Again, what a mighty God we serve. Aren't you grateful that he's in control? Aren't you grateful that he's not a man that he should lie, and neither is his son a man that he should repent? Aren't you grateful that God is a faithful God? He don't forget. He is a promise keeper. He don't get amnesia. So we just love him on tonight. We thank him again for loving us first and in spite of ourselves, even though we don't deserve his love. we thank him for it. So right now we're going to go to our music break on tonight. And this music break selection is in song, I give you praise. But before I do that, I would like for the listeners to remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And remember, all shows are kept in archives. So if you would like to go back a month or two from previous shows or a couple of years, because the Lord has blessed us to be on the air now for over 7 years, so all of our shows are kept in archives. So if you want to go back a couple of years back and pull up some of the previous shows from years ago, you can always go to my show website, which is Blog Talk Radio, B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com /servant, with an S on the end, that's servants, ambassadors, vessels. Once again, my show website is all lowercase blogtalkradio.com /servants, ambassadors, vessels. All shows are kept in archives, so you can share this with your friends and neighbors, and your those on your job, your family members, church members. Even if you visit hospitals and nursing homes, you can share my website with those that you visit with, so they can tune in on their devices and on their phones through Google and through the internet and pull up the different shows and be blessed by God's word. So we just thank God for this opportunity to be able to share his word worldwide through this worldwide ministry and platform for his glory. So on tonight, once again, we're going to play for our music selection, I Give You Praise. Enjoy the music break. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. I give you praise. Why? Because he's worthy. God is worthy to be praised, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels, no matter what we think, or even what we see. God is still worthy to be praised. Aren't you grateful to know that our God is worthy to be praised, and there is none like him in earth and all the earth? He is awesome in all of his ways. I am still waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in. He is getting off from work right now, so he will be dialing in very shortly. He's going to be bringing God's word again on tonight. My first cousin, Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. Pastor Norman King will be bringing forth God's word once again on tonight, as soon as he dials in. So what we're going to do for now is we're going to continue to give God praise. We're going to continue to give God glory because, again, he is worthy to be praised. Aren't you grateful to know an awesome God that is worthy to be praised? He's not like man. He is a promise keeper. So we just love him on tonight. We want you all to know on tonight in God's word. You know, I just want to encourage someone on tonight to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, to continue to keep the faith. No matter what it looks like, things are going to get better because what God has for you, it is for you. No matter what it looks like, no matter what people tell you, that you're not going to be nothing, that you aren't nothing. Don't listen to what people say. What do God say about you? So, on that note, I would like to say unto you, according to the book of Amos, again, the book of Amos, and this is found in the Message Bible. If you have a different Bible, it may read different, but this is coming from the Message Bible for the listeners on tonight. Found in the book of Amos, chapter 9, verse 13, and it says unto you and I, yes, indeed, it won't be long now. This is a God decree. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the others, you won't be able to keep up because everything will be happening at once and everywhere you look. Blessing, blessing, like wine pouring off the mountains and hills. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. And that's a faithful promise from God, just like I said. And if you are witnesses, those that are saved in Jesus' name, that has a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, you know for yourself, too, that God is a promise keeper. Again, he's not like man. So aren't you grateful on tonight that our Heavenly Father is a promise keeper and that he's not like man? So stand on that word that you just heard from the book of Amos. You know, and God's timing, that's another thing. It's all about God's timing. So what God says he has for you, trust me, no man, no woman, no enemy can take it from you. You got to stand on your faith and know that it's all about God's timing, that his timing is always right because he knows when to bless us. So when he says he's going to bless you with something or when you pray for something and you know that he promises you that he will give you and grant you the desires of your heart, you just hold out and hold on to God's unchanging hand. You continue to be faithful unto God and continue to be the doers of his word while waiting on your blessing to manifest in the natural. So in the meantime, you continue to be faithful, continue to give God glory, honor, and praise, and then watch God work on your behalf beyond your wildest dreams and beliefs. So right now we're going to go to another music break because we're still waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in because, again, he's dialing in from work. He's just getting off from work. So we just thank God for him for being a faithful man of God, a faithful doer of God's word. So he still takes the time out even after coming off from his job to deliver a word to God's people, a word from the Lord. So we just thank God for him. So we still want to give him time to dial in, which we should be shortly. So we're going to, in the meantime, go to another music break. And hopefully after this music break this has concluded, Pastor King should have hopefully dialed in. Total praise. Enjoy the music break. Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Total praise. Yes, to God, our Heavenly Father, He deserves our total praise. Again, because of who He is. Because of who He is, He deserves your praise. He deserves my praise. Individually, and then as a corporate body of believers, when we come together, touching and agreeing on one accord, giving God glory, honor, worship, and praise as a corporate body of believers, He is worthy to be praised. There's no God like our God. So on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, I'm encouraging all listeners on tonight. I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. That's not my job. But all I can say to every listener on tonight, I do know how important this election is, this upcoming election in November. So what you need to do, you and I, we need to do, we need to pray and ask God to lead us as to who we vote for on this coming November 3rd for the election. Your vote is important. Don't think that your vote is not important. Don't think that you are not important. You are. Many people have given up their lives. They shed their blood so that you and I would have the right to be able to vote and voice our opinions and our feelings. And our opinions and feelings do matter. So don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. You have an opportunity to vote if you're able. You have to do it by mail. Do it early. Make your vote. It do count. So don't ever think that your vote don't count. Your vote counts. Every vote counts. Make sure that you vote, but you do want to pray. If you do not already know who you're going to be voting for, you need to be led by God and through His Holy Spirit as to who to vote for. So I cannot tell you who to vote for. All I can do is vote for the person that I am led to vote for as to be our next president. So right now, we are so grateful to see that Pastor Norman King has dialed in. And so we want to get ready to turn this mic over to him right now. But once again, we want to continue to lift each other up in prayer, continue to encourage one each other in God's word, continue to be a faithful doers of God's word, that God will be glorified and pleased with you, is our prayer on tonight. So right now, we're excited once again. Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be in the God's word. And I pray again, and hopefully you all have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready, right along as we go through God's word on tonight. And at the conclusion of his message on tonight, do not hang up the phone, do not go off the internet. Pastor King will be ministering a song, a closing song for us on tonight. And the song is entitled, I Trust You. I Trust You by James Fortune and Fire. They will be closing out Pastor King's message with song. So you don't want to miss that blessing and song on tonight. So right now, Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm so humbly grateful for being a part of this ministry. And it's to God be the glory. And I thank Cousin James for having everything set for, you know, it's a little behind tonight because of the job, but to God be the glory. That's the main thing, to God be the glory. So as I come before you tonight, as humble as I know how, just want to be obedient to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray that tonight that your minds are all clear and we can get into God's word. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, who's our Lord and our Savior, our Redeemer, we come to you as humble as we know how tonight, giving you all the praise and giving you all the glory. We come to magnify your name. We come to say we love you, and we are so appreciative for the love that you showed us by sending your son Jesus to die on the cross and become sin for us. As we have a way to give back, it's humble as we know how to be obedient to your Holy Spirit. We say thank you tonight, Lord, as we come here tonight. We're praying for those families. I know Cousin James made you aware that we lost an aunt in Birmingham, Alabama. So to God be glory that we was able to go and be obedient and allow the Holy Spirit to speak and lift up and encourage those that still remain. And we pray for those that lost loved ones. As I hear people during the week, some of the ones that say they got family members working in the hospitals and nursing homes who have lost their lives, render assistance accordingly. And we pray for those families. One of my friends, in particular, Jared McRae, I pray his strength. Amen. He lost his 58-year-old sister. We just want to say, Lord, we just want to be humble and just pray unselfishly and not just be about who we know, but just in our prayer, pray for the ones that we know and also extend that prayer across in humanity. Amen. As we want to be humble and to thank you, Father, that you got representation everywhere to be able to share your word. Amen. And we give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. And we ask these prayers tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. Amen. That I may decrease and that you are increased, that your word will go forth accordingly. Amen. Amen and amen. So as I get ready to deliver what God give me, amen, we're going to be looking over tonight in Psalms 37. And I'm going to read verses 1. I know I gave 4 as my reference, but I want to read a few verses to bring down this point the Lord gave me to speak about tonight. Psalms 37 and 1, King James, where it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Key verse for the night. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord, and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Verse 6. "And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Tonight, I want to use for a topic, in the midst of the storm, trust God no matter what. In the midst of the storm, trust God no matter what. That's verse 4. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." One of my favorites. And I've come to experience in my life this verse, to me personally, that you could be on the verge of doing something unrighteous. And I get an illustration of the bumper cars at the fairgrounds. You know, you can't go outside the perimeter of the cage. Okay. You may ride around, and folks come from every which way, bumping you, sometimes knocking you completely around in the circle. But you don't go but so far. Come on, somebody. And I think about this verse and these things that I have experienced in life, that I may have been in the midst of a storm, about to go under.
Yeah.
I remember before I got saved, there was it was a saying that I held to before I accept Christ. And when I accept Christ, I said, man, that was my mentality at that time. But you know, unknowingly, that what I'm getting ready to say is what kept me afloat to a certain degree, was like being inside that bumper car cage. And it was like the song by Grandmaster Flash where he says it's like a jungle sometimes. It make you want to wonder to keep from going under. Come on now. Huh? Now, I'm talking about me. Look, I was over in Korea serving my time as a U.S. in the U.S. Army. And that was my mentality. You know, I was like, it's like a jungle sometimes. And me not even knowing that God had me covered through my mom and them prayers. Come on. Come on now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
So my mentality, okay, now, I was out there in the world. Come on, huh? But I wouldn't go but so far. Now, that's not to say I didn't do some things that wasn't right, because I did. But I wouldn't go but so far. So as I begin to grow and experience things on this journey, I think about this Psalm 37:4. He said, now, and you know, see, what did he say here? He said, delight thyself in the Lord. So that, now here again, I'm like David in Psalm 23. That was a personal psalm. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay. So I'm saying in my personal experience, as I understand this scripture here, delight yourself in the Lord, it's telling me personally, because things I experienced that I know for sure. I was like the bumper cars in the cage. I got tossed to and fro, but I wouldn't go but so far. And I think about as I begin to learn and understand scripture, and I think about Psalm 37:4, where he said, now, if you delight yourself in other words, God knows. As folks say, God knows your heart. Yeah. He knows your desires. Yes. So in the midst of me desiring the Lord, come on, somebody. In the midst of me desiring the Lord, I was like that bumper car cage. I wouldn't go but so far to my left, so far to my right, so far to my front. They may knock me around, but where I'm going, y'all, I ain't going nowhere because I'm in a cage, huh? Okay, so what God is saying, that you can be in your mess. Come on. Trying to come out of your mess, amen. But in your heart, you have a genuine desire, even though it may not be displayed amongst the folks who see it. But see, our minds, your mind, my mind is not like God's mind. So what you don't know, come on, somebody, huh? I'm using an illustration that in the midst of me getting tossed to and fro, my desire is to come out of this mess, amen. Other words, as I look at my sermon topic tonight, it says what? In the midst, and our life consists of several what? Storms. Amen? But just put yourself in a mindset tonight of storms that you've been in your life. Amen? So in the midst of the storm, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of my storm, I got to know that my desire, what the Bible say, when I desire to do good, he was always present. So my desire in the midst of my storm is to be about my godly business. Amen? So in other words, in the midst of my storm, my topic says, trust God, what? No matter what. Amen? Now, we have learned through this Christian walk that everybody is not going to agree with you. I'm going to extend this to the point and say it don't matter. If they agree with you or not, if you know for sure that you love God and you're in the midst of a storm and you're praying, not just three times, you're praying consistently, amen? Consecrated prayers, flickering prayers, that means flickering prayers mean as you walk, amen, as you do certain things that you're praying. It may not look like to other folks, but what other folks perceive, it's not important, because you have to understand this is personal. In the midst of the storm, trust God. What? No matter what. Trust God. Trust him. And what David, he encouraged just the righteous not to fret over evildoers. And that's what I'm doing tonight. I want to encourage you. Don't worry about what the evil people are doing. Amen. The Bible say, King James say evil. All right? So, in other words, don't worry about it because it seems like they're prospering and you're not. They got this and you don't. You've been passed over and they have not. Don't see what David was saying here. He would want to encourage them to say, fret not. Don't worry about that. Amen. Other words, fret not over evildoers, for they are temporarily and they will wither quickly like grass under a hot storm, according to Psalm 37:1-2. The key to security is to what? Delight yourself in the Lord. Amen? In the midst of all this chaos, in the midst of all this stuff that you know is not right, continue to delight yourself in the Lord. Then he will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? in the midst of everything getting bounced around to and fro, left, right, south, north, east, west. Come on, huh? Don't lose your delight. Because he will give you the desires of your heart, according to Psalm 37:4. In other words, you can expect God's movement in your life when your thinking and desires matches his. Come on, huh? Hey, man, it doesn't matter. See, don't worry about folk. Folk gonna be folk. Hey, man, that's an old Southern word. I tend to use it because, okay, it keeps me at a certain level when I'm preaching. Hey, man, that don't worry about folk. Hey, man, you can. Now, I'm gonna say it again. I talk fast. Y'all just forgive me. I can't help it. Hey, man. You can expect God's movement in your life, I'm going to say again, when your thinking and desires match his. He desires, I'm talking about God, y'all. He desires to bless you more than you want to be blessed. You may say, no. Oh, yeah. So it says, so commit your way to the Lord. If I entrust our entire life to the king's agenda, he will act on your and my behalf with righteousness and justice, according to verse 5 in 37 chapter of Psalms. Amen. Our focus should be on other folk, y'all, to start with. Amen. But if it is, I want to speak into you, your spirit tonight. Our focus should be on God and not on the wicked. Amen. Mm-hmm. No matter how many cars and houses and land and all the things they got, don't focus on that. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
What we need to do, we are to wait expectantly for God. Amen. Notice that we are not to merely wait, but to wait with what? Expectation. Come on, huh? I'm talking to a young man today. A young man today was telling me about, I'm not sure about this, that's all of them. What do you really mean by that? Amen. Look, if somebody's speaking something that's contrary to the scripture, and you know the scripture, don't let the conversation keep on going. Stop them and question them. Because you got to change their direction if their mentality is going in a way that's not appropriate to God's word. So I stopped the young man. I said, what you mean? I said, man, look here, bro. I said, we're supposed to operate in it with a spirit of expectation. Amen. So I'm going to say again that we are to wait with expectation, confident that he will respond. I'm talking about God, y'all, when our trust and delight are in him. Hallelujah. Amen.
That's right.
We need not to be agitated by evildoers. Don't be agitated over them. For the Lord will deal with them. Come on, y'all. Come on. Don't lose the step. Don't lose no ground because they seem to have it going on. Because if they don't have Jesus, they ain't got nothing going on but hell. Come on, somebody.
Right.
Amen. Remember, the Bible says that vengeance belongs to God and he will repay.
Yes, he will.
The Lord knows that the wicked person's day is coming. And you ought to know, too, because what the Word of God says. That's why Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. Because you ought to be able to rightly divide the Word of truth. Amen. So as I look at this, as I'm going down, let me watch my time, because I know I saw a little late tonight. Amen. The Lord knows that the wicked person day is coming, and he will fall by his own schemes. That's according to Psalm 37, verses 12 through 15. Amen? But those who look to and submit to God, I'm talking about us, y'all, hallelujah, will experience provision and peace, according to 37:9 and also verse 11. Amen. And will receive their duly allotted inheritance according to Matthew 5:5. Come on, somebody. That's why it's so important to know what thus says the Lord. Don't worry about what they're doing, what they got, because when you do that, you lost your focus and you bag it up instead of going forward. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. No matter how much the wicked acquire, eventually they will be broken, fade
yes,
away and destroyed, according to Psalm 37, 17, verse 20 and 22. That's what the Word of God says. They ain't me. This is the Word saying it, y'all. Amen. No matter how little the righteous have, talking about me and you, if you ain't got much, according to the world standard, amen. However, the Lord supports and watches over us, according to Psalm 37, 17. Amen. Their inheritance, talking about ours, our inheritance will last forever. Amen. God will keep your and my blessings secured until the time is right to dispense your goodness. God Almighty.
Yes.
Huh?
So, watch your mouth.
Listen, this is what we should be expecting.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time years ago, and when I first started pastoring, somebody, they came in there and they said that they're going to have an offering, and they're going to call it unexpected. Well, that didn't go right with my spirit. I'm like, unexpected? Yeah, this is going to be unexpected money. I said, wait a minute now. The Bible teaching me to expect.
Amen.
I'm not looking at nothing to be unexpected. I'm expecting God in his time. Come on. Not in my time,
right.
Not my way, but his way, his time. So I am expecting God. And that's what David was encouraging these folks here in this 37th chapter. Amen. He says that God's treasure will never be abandoned. Huh? So even when we fall, God holds us with his hand in a gentle but firm grip. Amen. God is the loving father to his people. Amen. I'm going to say again, God will keep yours and my blessings secured until the time is right to dispense them. Somebody was talking to me about that this afternoon. Hey, Mr. Lane. Huh? Come on. Amen. So I want to encourage you tonight that in the midst of the storm, no matter what, trust him. Though a wicked, violent person seems to be flourishing at present, the Lord will uproot him so that he is no longer found. That's according to Psalms, according to Psalm 37, 35, and 36. Amen. But those who turn away from evil and do what is good and dwell permanently, come on, according to 37, 27 and 37, 29, the one who follows God will have a future, according to 37, 37. Come on, somebody. Amen. So make the Lord your refuge.
Yes.
Make the Lord your refuge and your shelter, and he will deliver you. I want to say God bless each and every one of you on the sound of my voice. But we know that God is in control. Amen. And we know that in the midst of a storm, in the midst of your storm, don't never stop trusting God. So we ought to trust God no matter what. Amen. Trust no matter what. People can think you crazy. That's all right, too. Say, I'm crazy for Jesus. Come on. I know that the Bible says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's what the Word says, y'all. Amen. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And also it says over there that it is impossible for God to lie. So the Bible says that it is impossible for God to lie. And Jesus said, I will never leave nor forsake you. Then in the midst of where I'm going through, if I continue to trust in God no matter what, then in God's time, amen, he is going to manifest. I'm going to say it away. Because he gives revelation before manifestation. So if
are
in Christ the way, you know, we're supposed to be, I'm just generalizing, right? If we're in Christ the way we're supposed to be, we're supposed to know that, amen? And if we don't know it, amen, God, if your desire, come on, somebody, if you delight yourself in him, he'll give you desires of your heart. So your desires may be to know more of him, to know him more, amen? So he's going to want you to know that this is time, amen? I want to say again, thank God for each and every one of you, amen? Have a smile upon you, amen? And we're going to go ahead and we're going to get this song tonight. And this song is going to be coming from a young man by the name of James Fortune. Amen. And the song is going to be I Trust You. So just give me a minute. I Trust You. Hold on. Let me get the play for us, y'all.
the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you would count has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hand and say, Lord, I trust you.
Man, I stand corrected. It's James Fortune and the name FIYA. She joined him with that. So God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Back in your hands, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Pastor Norman King. Thank you for that word on tonight. And I love your closing song. It more or less confirms God's word and God's promise to us. That in the midst of the storm, we got to trust God no matter what. We got to trust God all the way, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels. So just like the song confirms it, even through it all, I will trust you because God knows what he's doing. He knows how much we can bear, and he is a promise keeper. He said he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So aren't you grateful on tonight? to know that we serve an awesome God who is a promise keeper. He is not like man. He cannot lie, fail, nor change. So that he promised us that no matter what's going on around us, no matter how dark the world may get, no matter how sinful the world may be, the people in the world may be, the world is not sinful, but the people in the world are sinful. So in the midst of being around sinful people, even while you are being a faithful doer of God's word, you got to trust God all the way. You don't, just like Pastor Norman King said in the word, no matter, even those around you that are not serving God, those that are, you may know that are not saved in Jesus' name, that are still spiritually blind in his name, but are doing things of the world and seem to be getting everything that their hearts desire, but that's the wrong way, that's the way of the world. But we want to be pleasing God. We want to be a God pleaser. So we want to be, we have to be saved in Jesus' name first. Then through his Holy Spirit, we want to be led by the Holy Spirit. And we want to be able to do what God has called us to do, be doers of his word and not just hearers only. And even while in the midst of going through life's trials and tribulations, just like Pastor Norman King said in the word, the message tonight, in the midst of it all, still do what God has called you to do. Still fulfill your God purpose. Still continue to trust God. Continue to hold on to your faith in God. Continue to hold on to God's unchanging and unfailing hands, because guess what? There's nothing too hard or impossible for God to do. So it's just like Pastor Norman King said in his word on tonight, and he more or less confirmed it again on tonight, and he did not even hear what I had said before he came on the air on tonight. And as I always say, and it's true, it's all about God's timing. So you continue to be faithful. Continue to do what God called you to do. And this is a word for myself as well. And this is not just for only you, the listener. Sometimes we have to speak that word to our own lives. So when we know God's word, sometimes we have to speak that word back into our own lives, because he said he will bring things back to our remembrance. So sometimes these words that we hear in God's word are not just for the people that are listeners, but sometimes this word is for the messenger that is delivering the word as well. So that's why I said, in the midst of it all, I thank God that I am able to put my trust in God no matter what. And my hope that God's will be done in me and through me. So sometimes he has to mold us, and sometimes he has to make us. Sometimes he has to break us and mold us and make us, and sometimes he has to chasten us, because he chasing those that he loves. So sometimes when God is chastening us, sometimes some people don't want to think that God loves us when he chastens us, but he does. That's one of his ways of proving and showing us just how much he really loves us, because he don't want us to do things out of his will, and then things that will be hurtful to us, and things that will not be a great, you know, great light on his kingdom or him. So we want to continue to trust God all the way to the end, not halfway, but all the way. But the old song said 99 and a half will do. We got to make 100. So we're trying to be God. So we just thank God for Pastor Norman King. We thank God for this word on tonight. And we know that it has been received on tonight, and God has been glorified through his word on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name. We know that you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. We thank you that your word is true. And even in the midst of the storms of life that we experience, even in the midst of trials and tribulations that we can experience, that we can still trust you no matter what. So we thank you for this word on tonight, because we know that you are a promise keeper. You're not like man. You don't have amnesia. You are a faithful God. You watch over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, those that are faithful doers of your word. And you said that we delight ourselves in you, that you would grant us the desires of our hearts. So we just thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father. So we thank you again for your grace and your mercy on tonight, even your sufficient grace toward us. We thank you for our risen Lord and Savior, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King Jesus Christ. We thank you for his precious blood that still works, and we know that it would never lose its power. We thank you for your promise that once we're in your hands, that nothing and no one can pluck us out. So we now continue to lift up every listener on tonight. We continue to lift up all those that are bereaved, my entire family of cousins, Vanessa King, and the entire King family. We're going to continue to lift up Mother Georgia Smith family, in the homegrown of Mother Georgia Smith, the church mother of our church, Greater Shiloh Faith Baptist Church, her daughter Kay Smith, and that entire family, and all those that are bereaved on tonight, those that have lost loved ones in wildfires and floods, and those that are still losing loved ones due to the coronavirus, and all those that have loved ones, lost loved ones for whatever reasons, continue to comfort and strengthen each one, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Continue to let them know and remember that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen and deliver those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, that you would be glorified as our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. We love you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So you want to tune in this coming Saturday night for another word from the Lord from none other than Pastor Norman King, pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministry, who brought the word on tonight. He will be bringing the word again this coming Saturday night on the 26th. So you want to tune in at 8 o'clock and be blessed by another word from Pastor Norman King from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.